to the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Morning, Amanda. Thanks for getting us involved with you and Joey this morning.
Don't thank me just yet.
I don't know why I said that, but for real, like, what's been going on?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think we got our wires crossed, and it is probably all my fault.
Okay. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah. So dating is hard.
Yes,
I'm trying to coordinate, and people just pretty much all day. Okay. At my job, I try to coordinate with people just constantly. Okay. And that's when I'm in town and I'm on the road once a month. And so sometimes I am on the road for more than once a month.
Right.
And so I'm juggling all of that. And it's just, I'm obviously very busy.
Right.
And now I'm just trying to factor in, like, just trying to meet a guy, and it's not happening. And I don't want to throw this opportunity away.
Okay. So, well, how did this go wrong?
Well, assuming it ever went right.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. It did go right. It went really right for a small amount of time. And then, so we matched online, and that's great and whatever. But I assume those guys are going to, how do I say this nicely?
Misses? You're going to be misses?
Yep.
Okay then. Proceed.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So, okay, however you describe them, I think the expectation for most of us is just like, you go on a date, but you're not hopeful. You're not super optimistic about it.
Right.
I feel like you don't expect there to be much of anything.
Well, it's kind of a depressing attitude to have.
I know, but I learned a while ago that you need to set your expectations low.
Oh.
Like, not lower your expectations in general, just like, you know, you got to find your unicorn.
Yeah, keep those on.
Okay, I get you. Right.
And I'm just talking about the majority of what you're going to find out in the wild. You know, you got to go in expecting like a worst case scenario, and then it doesn't feel so bad when it's just sort of like meh.
Wow. Okay. I think we're following mostly.
I hope so. And so, yeah, just like imagine every day it's going to be a disaster, an epic fail of epic proportions, and just if you expect the literal worst from that first message all the way till he shows up in person, and that way you don't leave yourself open for false hope. But
okay,
you can on occasion be pleasantly surprised, like lo and behold, he does look like his profile picture, and despite always wearing a hat, he even has hair. What are the odds?
You know? Okay, so you get pleasantly surprised a lot then?
Right.
Was that what happened with Joey?
Yes. Well, so in general, no, I do not. But in this case, yes, he was a very pleasant surprise.
That's a win.
Good.
That's it. Now, you said you thought you two might have gotten your wires crossed. So, like, what's the story there?
So we went out, and our first date was, like, it was just great. It was, he's super hot. He's funny. He has a job. And both of us keep a, like, really busy schedule. And so, I mean, we both almost had, like, I would call them hectic schedules, but we're trying to line up and just see when we could see each other again. And, you know, by this point, I had a few drinks.
Okay.
And I was also heading out of town later that week, and just I had a lot on my mind. I think I maybe forgot about something. Like, I'm worried if I forgot to put something in my calendar, and we were texting up until the time I left town. And then after that, it was just nothing. Like, I have this feeling I'm missing something important.
Like a second date. You think you spaced on meeting up again? And he thinks you stood him up, basically.
Yeah. And, like, that's my guess. And, like I said, work takes up about 99% of my time and my mental energy. And so, like, I'm literally yawning through this conversation, which I'm so sorry. But
we're sorry.
No, I'm so sorry.
It's so boring.
I'm sorry. But no, so work takes up, I'm sorry. Oh, work takes up most of my time. And I don't know if I maybe misunderstood something or I misread something. I genuinely have no idea. So I'm all about making up for it if it's not too late.
Well, we're going to find out. Call Joey. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Amanda is super into Joey.
Yeah.
And does not really rate any of her other online dates very
like
highly from what I
highly
understand.
At all. Like, I mean, really.
She said expect dates to be a disaster, like total disaster.
Yeah, just.
From the first message until the time you meet the guy.
You expect the worst.
Because then you can be pleasantly surprised by the likes of a dude named Joey.
Which she has been.
Until now, because he stopped responding.
Mm-hmm.
So she thinks maybe she stood him up. Like maybe they had plans.
Maybe.
But because she's so busy, she missed out on something. And so he's not talking to her because of that, which, I mean, Amen. That would be a good reason to stop contact. But let's get Joey on the phone and find out. Hi, is this Joey?
Hello. This is Joey.
Hey there. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Just to get this out of the way real early, do you happen to know a woman named Amanda?
Do I know Amanda?
Yes. Mm. Yes, and Amanda. Kind of a common name, but there is a reason we're asking. Okay, we promise.
I know. Is she all right? Did she get into any kind of?
No. It's nothing like that. She's fine. We promise, and hopefully she will be more than fine soon, because we give away this date night package on our radio show. So basically, Joey, it's a blank check for your perfect date. So you pick whatever you want to do. You can go anywhere, do anything. Who cares? Yeah, we're buying. And Amanda, she's actually the person who entered you to win it.
Wow. Okay. Did she happen to say why she'd do something like...
as part of the deal here, Joey, if you want the dream date, you have to go on it with her. Okay? So she's really beating herself up over the idea that she's messed something up between the two of y'all and... We heard that you haven't gotten back to her in a while,
right.
So she's thinking that this might smooth things over.
Yeah, okay, I guess that's fine.
I don't hear a lot of enthusiasm.
I'm missing that, too.
But it's early in the morning. Is there a reason you wouldn't want to see her again?
I just think I need someone who isn't tied up in what she's tied up in. Did she tell you anything about...
Okay. Okay, I really don't know what I did. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just, I have no idea what that means.
She's here.
Yeah, Joey, we had her on the other line.
Okay. What's this for? Because this is sort of a problem.
Like just the amount. Okay, so.
This?
Yeah, it's really just what she does. I mean, in general, something I didn't know until after we went out. It turns out he's a talent agent.
A talent agent.
Is she a good talent agent? Asking for a friend.
Well, I hope your friend is somewhere between 5 to 12 because otherwise he can't help you.
Oh,
okay. Stop.
Right.
Okay, I don't. No. Stop. I don't. I genuinely. I'm not trying to be funny. I don't understand what you're implying, and I don't get what my job has to do with any of this.
I just can't be with someone who makes their money ruining kids' lives, essentially. Okay,
what? I
the whole thing. It's just it's gross. It doesn't sit well.
What are you?
Okay.
You clearly have no idea what I do.
Yeah. I think we need an explanation.
Okay, maybe, but it's more the business ruining the kids' lives. I mean, I guess that's not necessarily you directly, Amanda, but I've never seen you in action. So
I don't know what you think it is that I do, but I help these kids navigate a very tough and just cold business, and it's a hard world to break into. It is definitely harder to stay in, and it's the opposite of ruining their life. I'm making dreams come true. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I watched a documentary on Nickelodeon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you are part of the problem, right? These kids are giving themselves complexes and disorders and doing any number of things just to get these auditions.
Oh, my God.
Let me get into it, okay? You want them to fail. Because God help them if they actually find some success.
Okay, so
stop. And tossed aside like trash. I mean, I can name names of stars that were huge in the 70s, the 80s. That plummeted.
70s
and
80s.
What? Victim to the sleaziest business known to man.
Well,
Hollywood is a monster.
Okay, calm the down. I promise you, there is nothing wrong with a child. chasing their dreams. This is a different time than when even that documentary was made. And yeah, stage parents are gross and really annoying, but I am not.
Amanda, are you better than a stage mom? Are you being that hypocritical? Barely, okay? Because there are a million things wrong with kids getting into that industry. I don't see how you could feel good about this.
Well, I do. So I really don't know what it is you're expecting me to say, because yes, I feel good about my job. I feel very good
about
my job.
I'm out before you hurt anyone else. I mean, have a conscience, girl.
Any of the kids I work with, they will tell you they love what they do. They love me. And they'd be, just maybe someone who didn't have their best interests at heart. Okay, maybe, I would understand. But I genuinely care about them as humans
Old, for God's sake. You care about the paycheck. As you know, one hit show and you are set for life. 10% of millions is a lot of money. You care about these kids hitting it big, starring in a Marvel movie or some crap.
Child actors are
pretty bad, but they don't know any better. They don't know any better. You're the adult. No kid should be involved in the entertainment industry. Not with anything that happens today. I mean, God,
great.
Do you have a talent? I bet you have a talent.
Right.
I don't think either one of us sees this as working out.
Okay.
And you can't convince me otherwise. What?
Right.
What?
Uh-huh.
You guys are not going to see eye to eye on this.
Sorry about that. But thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah.